Today is Friday, July 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. All right, well, just to, you know, update you on what we're actually doing today. We are actually flying back home on Friday. So when you're listening to this, we are in the air, or we may be having a layover in Chicago. I don't know exactly. We're arriving home sometime in the evening on Friday, but we were covering day two of the cruise. So day three of the cruise for us was a sea day, and it's the only sea day. I wish we had a couple of sea days because I feel like we needed a little bit more relaxation. We were visiting so many places that we've never been to before. We wanted to get off at every place. Or, you know, do excursions, do walking tours, do like all of these things. And every single place was so busy. I feel like we didn't quite have enough time to relax on the cruise. I will say, just like the Alaska cruise. So we did, and I told you guys this, we got on midway through. Royal Caribbean's doing this weird new thing. I think it's new for them, because I heard a couple of the crew members talking about it in line today. Apparently, a couple of the crew members had gone on an excursion or gotten off the ship today, and we were all waiting in line for the bus back to the port, and they were talking about how, you know, it's not really day one or day seven or day five, because they've kind of gone away with that. Well, that's true, because they have two embarkation ports for this cruise, and it just does a circle. And so when we first got on, it felt like it wasn't too full. I was like, oh, okay, because I know I told you guys Alaska. Daniel and I said, you know, the Alaska cruise felt full. And when I got on the Wonder, it didn't feel too full. It felt pretty normal, like nothing. You know, you could tell there were a lot of people, but it wasn't horrible. But when that group switched out with the new group, which is actually actually Sunday, not Saturday, which we're going to talk about. Oh my God, so many people. And I don't know if it was because we got on, you know, over halfway through those first folks' cruise, and so they were a little bit more tame. But, oh my gosh, you know, it was like crowds of people all over the ship, everywhere, kids running everywhere, pools completely full. Anyway, so Saturday, it was just our kind of on the ship day. So we wanted to experience, you know, as much as we could. And we got up, we had a reservation for brunch at a restaurant called the Mason Jar, and it was actually really good. We had deviled eggs. It's a Southern-themed restaurant, so Southern America, USA specifically. So Mark had chicken and waffles. I had biscuits with sausage gravy and eggs and bacon. We also had deviled eggs for an appetizer. And they brought out cornbread and saltine crackers and pimento cheese and honey butter to start us off. And we had a couple of a peach tea cocktail and a blueberry mojito type cocktail. Anyway, it was very good. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And so that's how we started our day, really, with that. That was, you know, we ate and started our day that way. We did do a trivia in the morning, but the host was not very energetic. He was a guy from South Carolina. He wasn't very energetic, and we didn't win, so there's nothing really to talk about there. Then we went to the World's Sexiest Man competition on the pool deck. We were able to find a couple of good seats. They had it was in front of the big screen where they show the movies and stuff. So even though we weren't directly in front of where the sexy men were, you know, strutting their stuff, we were able to look at the screen. They only had about four contestants. These were volunteers, and a couple of them, I would say, were sexy. Not much personality in those. The guy with the most personality was probably the least sexy. But we watched that, and then we didn't see who won because we had to run to, I wanted to play this game, a royal mystery game. And so it was in the karaoke theater, and this is a big ship. They have so many different bars and theaters, and, you know, it's quite a distance between them. So from the pool deck to that was a little bit of an elevator ride plus a walking. So we had to get over there, and it was actually an escape room. Apparently, the Wonder of the Seas is going to have an escape room, like an actual escape room. And it's still being built. And so they're doing an escape room type game in one of their bars until the escape room is finished. And so they had all these clues all around the room. They divided us up into teams. And Daniel's going to probably give me a hard time about this one. One of the clues that my team was unable to finish was Sudoku, basically. And none of us had played Sudoku more than once or something. And so we were all like around this table trying to figure out this stupid Sudoku to get this clue. And anyway, our team did not win. Wah, wah. But it was fun. We had a good time anyway. You know, it's all about having a good time. It's not about who wins. And we had a good time. And then we went and had tacos. So they have a couple of different free options for snacks, basically. So they have I never can remember the name of the restaurant, but it's a place that has tacos and nachos and burritos, and, you know, and it's near the pool. And so, and you just kind of go through a line and get whatever you want. They have some desserts like flan or creme caramel, I believe is what they call it in Mexico. But anyway, they have some other, you know, Mexican-themed desserts, churros and some other things like that. So we went and had tacos for an early dinner because we had two different shows that we wanted to see. Even though this was a relaxation, it's called El Loco Fresh, by the way. I never can remember. I was looking to see, like, what it was called in my cruise compass. So we had an early dinner, and then we went to our first show of the evening, which was Tap Factory Energy Machine. So it was kind of a mix between tap dancing and, like, a Blue Man Group kind of thing, where there were a lot of drum things, you know, people drumming on things. And there was also one guy that was an aerialist, kind of acrobat. He did a pole routine. He did some tumbling. He did some handstand posing type stuff that you might see on America's Got Talent. And actually, I enjoyed it. It was quite enjoyable. There were some cute guys in it, a couple of them that were in really good shape. And so that was our first one. And then we had decided we wanted to try the pool and the hot tub on this evening as well, because we were trying to pack in as much as we could. But I wanted to do it at night, because I like to swim at night. I'm not really a sun swimmer as much. And so, but the pool closed at 11. The hot tubs are open 24 hours on this ship, so that's good. But the pool closed at 11, and we wanted to go to this comedy show, because this was the last night that this particular comedian was appearing on the ship. And so so we came back to our rooms, changed into our swimsuits, you know, with a shirt, you know, still shirts on, but just changed into our swimsuits for our bottoms. And then we went to the comedy show. The comedy show was not good. I mean, he said a few funny things, but there was no routine. He talked to the audience for the entire 45 minutes. He heckled people. You know, if somebody came in late, he heckled them and, you know, said, "Why'd you come in late? What were you doing? You know, ha ha ha," you know, all this kind of stuff. And, "Oh, that's an ugly shirt. Shouldn't have come in late if you were wearing such an ugly shirt." And the whole 45 minutes was just him, like, heckling people, talking to people in the audience. And he had little bits he would do based on the answers that the people would give when he would ask them questions. But it wasn't a coherent, like, here's my, you know, 45-minute set. It was just like, oh, I'm just going to talk to the... And I didn't really dig it. I mean, again, I think he could have been... A few of the things he said were funny, and I think had he given a cohesive routine that I would have enjoyed it much. And we needed to... Technically, I wanted to get up and leave early so we could go swim. But when people would get up and leave, he would heckle them as they walked out. And this is a huge theater. And I didn't want us to be walking out being heckled the whole way until we get to the door. So we sat there for the whole thing. Because I didn't want to get heckled. And you know, I guess a good strategy so he doesn't lose his audience. Just make fun of everyone as they leave. But anyway, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I would probably not do that one again. It wasn't worth it. We could have just gone on to the pool and had a little bit longer in the pool. Then we went to the pool and, you know, got some towels at the towel station, went to the pool. And the guy, as soon as we got to the pool, the guy was like, 15 more minutes. Actually, he was a cute guy, lifeguard, or at least I thought he was. But he was standing right on the side of the pool. And everybody that would come up, he would tell them, oh, only 15 minutes. Even though there were probably 40 minutes until the pool was supposed to close. I think he was trying to discourage people so he could close early. But anyway, we got in. We swam for about 10, 15 minutes. And then we went ahead and got out. And there were only a couple of people in there, so that was a good time to swim because it wasn't overly busy. The pools are always really popular, and so it's good to go when there are less people in there so you're not, you know, a bunch of folks in a human soup. And then we went. So there's an adults-only solarium area that has a pool. The pool was already closed, but the hot tubs are 24 hours, and there's one hot tub that is on the side, and it's actually, I don't know how to describe it, but the side of the hot tub is the window of the ship. So you, when you swim over to the side, you were looking out into the ocean. It's just like a clear plexiglass, you know, whatever window with water up against it. There's no wall there. I don't know how else to describe it. But anyway, it's like those, like when you go up into a really tall building and they have that plexiglass thing that you can stand out on. It's like that. But because it was dark outside, we couldn't really see much except for some foam that the ship was generating, you know, moving through the water. But, and the only thing I complained, there were kids that were too young to be in there, and, it was late. It was like 11:15 in the evening, and it's 16 plus only. And some of these children were like 10, 11, 12. I don't know if these parents don't. I'm a rule follower, and I don't like it when people don't follow the rules. But it wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't, you know. But that's like one of the one places on the ship where you don't have children just running wildly around. So anyway, you know what I forgot? We had bingo that I completely forgot about. We did bingo, which, you know, you all know what bingo is. It was a little bit different version of the game that I haven't seen before. There was no B-I-N-G-O. There were just numbers in rows. So it's a type of bingo that I've never played before, but it was, anyway, it was different than any bingo I had played, but you know, it's fine. Similar, kind of typical cruise bingo. I did win 2 scratch-off tickets though. I won $10. So, yay for me. All right, we'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you on Monday from Arkansas. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.